you do need to sit back and relax because it is time for the Daily Dust.
You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
So sad news from Hollywood and music. Musician Oliver Tree was killed in a tragic two-helicopter collision in Brazil.
You double-faced entendre, life goes on and on and on.
This is his song. He was only 32 years old. There were a total of 6 people on board the 2 helicopters. There were no survivors. This song went platinum in 2020, partly due to its popularity on social media. Tree had upcoming tour dates scheduled to begin July 1st in Portugal. Rest in peace, Oliver Tree. Rod Stewart canceled a show in San Diego Friday night, but then jetted to Boston for Scotland's World Cup game against Haiti on Saturday. He even posted a video from his private jet during the trip. Fans are not happy. Director Steven Spielberg confirmed Harrison Ford turned down the lead role of Dr. Alan Grant in 1993's Jurassic Park.
I was crushed. But then Sam Neill came available and
unbelievable.
And he's Alan Grant. Now belongs to him.
Yeah, he was crushed by Ford's rejection. Listen, Sam Neill's perfect for that role, though. Slightly confused, very cerebral. Keke Palmer and Sean Evans were spotted on a date in Brooklyn. They flirted back when she was on his YouTube show, Hot Ones. Then he came on her little podcasty thing, and, you know, I'm here for it. Olivia Rodrigo said in a radio interview, I should say, she's 60% deaf in her left ear.
Actually, like, 60% deaf in my left ear. And so if you were to sit on this side of me and try to tell me a secret, I couldn't make out what you were saying.
The 23-year-old singer discovered the hearing loss during a kindergarten hearing screening test. That's why those are so important. Disclosure Day won the box office with a $44 million opening weekend. And Tony Hawk confirmed that Warner Brothers once planned a skateboarding movie.
There was a rumor that after Space Jam, they were going to do Tony Hawk Jam.
Skate Jam.
Skate Jam.
Yeah.
So what?
That is true.
Yeah, executives offered him $1 million up front. However, after Looney Tunes Back in Action flopped in 2003, the project, along with other planned Looney Tunes films, was canceled. There's a biopic in the works about John Fogerty from Creedence Clearwater Revival. And Taylor Swift tearfully thanked her family during her Songwriters Hall of Fame induction speech last week. The Grammy winner became the youngest woman ever inducted.
And it was easy to choose songwriting over everything else in my life, but it couldn't have been easy for my parents and my brother. I'm good. To just pick up and move our entire family from Pennsylvania to relocate to Nashville so that I could hone my craft.
Oh, that's so sweet. Her family was there along with her future mother-in-law, Donna Kelsey, and of course, Travi. And a dirt alert. Y'all, Elon Musk became the world's first trillionaire after SpaceX went public on Friday.
Musk rang the Nasdaq's opening bell from the company's headquarters in Starbase, Texas.
Yeah, no, don't buy that stock. It's a pump and dump. It's high now, but it'll tank later, and then you'll lose your money, and he'll still have his. There you go. That's it. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Morning Go and B104.3.
What can I say except you're welcome?